Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather outlook is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jeff. Taking a look at the Midwest Corn Belt, we have some dry weather, cool weather over the belt right now. So today's a day where drying will take place, and there will be dry weather through the Corn Belt throughout the day today. However, that's going to change as we go into the weekend, and there's still some uncertainty on exactly how things will evolve even this weekend, and certainly a lot of uncertainty beyond that. It does look like rain will be mainly focused on the northern portions of the Midwest Corn Belt over the weekend, and that actually will be beneficial rain to the northwest in parts of Minnesota and Iowa and back into South Dakota and Nebraska. Those areas actually have been a bit dry lately. The northwest third of the Midwest Corn Belt has been dry. Meanwhile, as you go to the southeastern two-thirds of the Midwest Corn Belt, rain is not desired. So it's going to be a mixed scenario on not only where it rains, but where it will help and where it will hurt. But it does look like the most rain initially will come to the drier areas of the Corn Belt and help the crops along a bit because the planting is all done there. And so western and northwestern areas of the Corn Belt will get some rain over the weekend. Now, as far as the wettest areas and furthest behind areas in planting, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, I think most of those areas will stay dry through Sunday. There could be a few spotty showers in central parts of Illinois over the weekend and maybe on Sunday in parts of central Indiana. But by and large, the southern two-thirds of Illinois and Indiana and much of Ohio will be dry over the weekend. Same goes for most of Missouri. Now, far northern parts of Illinois and Indiana could pick up some rain and likely will, especially far northern Illinois north of I-80. But that's an area where there may still be a little planting yet to go, but most areas are planted up that way. So really we're looking at the problems for field work being in northern areas over the weekend. Now, as we go into next week, it does look like some more showers come in farther south. So there may not be enough time for fields to completely dry out before the next round of rain. But there's some uncertainty in the forecast. The rainfall early next week may not be very heavy in southern parts of the two-state area and Ohio. So there's some possibilities here where some fields will start to dry out a bit. And we've been looking at some studies, too. The University of Illinois study out showing that as we keep going here, the yield potential really goes down. The corn that's planted in June carries a severe penalty as far as yields. So and that's compared to the maximum potential, and it may be up to around 40 bushels per acre now. So production losses for corn for this season are likely in Illinois and Indiana because some planting is not done. And whether the planting is late or not at all, that's going to decrease the corn yields for this year in Illinois and Indiana. Now, the northwestern Midwest is planted, so there's going to be a mixed scenario overall. But a couple of the big states here, it's now gotten late enough that statistically speaking, we can safely say that that's going to be a problem. Okay, looking at the northern plains, that spring wheat belt area is going to continue to run cool, and that is not good for crop growth there. They've been pretty cool over the last few months, and they had slow planting. They have slow emergence. Crops are running slow there. So the spring wheat, it's not looking real good right now in terms of temperature and moving it along. Southern parts of the spring wheat belt in parts of South Dakota could use some rain, and it looks like they'll get some over the weekend. In the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, hot weather is going to be moving in, and so the wheat is going to mature quickly, and they're going to go right into harvesting in Texas and Oklahoma. But cooler air to the north, so a big range across the hard red belt. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.